Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, if you lived in Miami Beach in the 70s, you remember a very different city. It was still a vacation spot, but not to what it is, you know, the extent it is today. And there was a large community of Jewish seniors who could be seen at the beach, at the coffee shops, at the mom and pop shops. It was beautifully documented through the lens of a camera, that of Andy Sweet. The story is part of the documentary film, The Last Resort. There's a book also on the same story called Shtetl in the Sun, edited by Brett Sokol. The book is available in hardback beginning February 19th, and The Last Resort will be screening at the Coral Gables Art Cinema this Saturday at O Cinema. So please check that out. We'll make sure we post that up on our Facebook. Now, we're joined now by Brett Sokol. He's the arts editor for Ocean Drive Magazine and contributing writer on art and culture for the New York Times. Also the co-founder of Letter 16 Press, which you guys published the book, right?
Yes.
All right.
The book Shtetl in the Sun.
I said it right.
Yes, you did. That's our mission here. We're going to teach all of America at least one word of Yiddish.
That's Brett Sokol. Also joining us is Dennis Scholl, co-director of the documentary, joining me in studio. Dennis, great to have you back.
Good to be here.
You know what? I remember when you guys came in talking about the documentary. It's a lovely story because you get to see, for a lot of us, because I was, first of all, very small and young, but I wasn't living in South Florida at the time. So, I didn't know what Miami Beach was like in the late 70s. Real quickly, describe, both of you, paint that picture and tell people who don't know, never knew, what Miami Beach looked like in the late 70s.
Well, you could get a parking space on Ocean Drive really easily.
Uh-oh.
And the porches of each of the hotels were full of elderly Jewish people. It was a time and a place where people were fleeing the winters of the Northeast. They had small pensions, and they could find a place to come down here and spend their golden years in the sun. It's hard to imagine when you think about Ocean Drive and South Beach now, but there was a concentration of the Jewish community that was 75% Jewish, and about 75% of the people were over 70. It's an amazing moment in time.
Brett, the other thing, too, is in looking through the photographs, is that it seemed like, I mean, granted, the photographs, that it's weird looking, by the way, at photographs from way back that came from a film, that came from a camera, I'm too used to digital now, but it paints this picture of, I don't know, just a more serene, relaxed kind of place than what it is today.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I thought it was so important to put this book out, and why I'm thrilled that this documentary film also capturing Andy Sweet's work is out now as well, is because it really fills in this chapter of Miami Beach history and really of Jewish culture that I, as a Jew, didn't even really know much about. I think, I moved down to Miami Beach myself in 1999, and I think like so much of the rest of this country, I had a wrong take on what Miami Beach was like before its current renaissance. I mean, we know what Miami Beach was like in the 50s and 60s with the whole Rat Pack and Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin at the Fontainebleau. And we know what happened in the 90s, this transformation of South Beach. The fashion industry came here and it became a playground for celebrities. And then, the American Riviera that it is today. But what we didn't really know was what happened in between, particularly in the 1970s. And all we knew, at least all that I heard, was it was, God's waiting room was the phrase that you heard over and over. And when you see these photos, you realize it was just the opposite, that this community of Jews on South Beach, this shtetl, really, were not waiting around to die. They were full of life. They were living, they were loving, they were dancing. They were really grabbing life with gusto.
And tell us real briefly about Andy Sweet, who documented this life. It's really interesting. Also, the camera that he used.
Andy was also working with another photographer he was very close with, Gary Monroe.
Yeah.
And the documentary film, The Last Resort, really gets into the intimate relationship that these two photographers had. Taking a different approach, Gary Monroe was shooting black and white. Andy was shooting color, square format, Hasselblad camera. So they were taking a sort of, looking at things through literally a different kind of lens. But both determined to document this world that existed in the late 70s on Miami Beach, particularly on South Beach, because they knew that it wasn't going to last. They could see this happening. I know Dennis talks about this in the film as well.
Dennis, did Andy try to pose the people in his pictures? Did he get them to pose for the pictures? What was his style?
Well, the marked difference in styles between Gary and Andy. Gary was a classic photographer, very composed, thinking about every shot. Andy was like, lift up camera, crank button, move on. So his shooting style was very casual, and that worked to his favor. People really began to see them there all the time and began to kind of relax around them. Also, you got to remember, there were two nice Jewish boys who had grown up on Miami Beach. And so this was a culture that they were comfortable with, that they were used to being around. And it had a real impact on the kinds of photos that they took and who they took them of.
And what do we know about the size of the collection, Andy Sweet's collection? How many photos did altogether did they have?
Well, interestingly enough, in Andy's case, all of his negatives were lost, and we actually felt that...
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, we actually felt that for a long time there would never be more Andy Sweet work, but a number of years ago, maybe a decade or so ago, Andy's sister's partner found a box of test prints, which you don't normally keep. You print them, you say, this is where I'm going to go, and then you go into the darkroom and you make final prints. He took the test prints, and with the evolution of computer software, he was able to bring the test prints back to life. And so there's about 1,600 or so works now. How did he do that? Well, you know, he used Photoshop, but what was his reference point? And so he asked Gary Monroe, well, when I'm taking Andy's prints and bringing them back to life, what should I think of? And Gary said, think beach ball.
They're beautiful. Yeah. I love the color. I really do. And again, that's why I made the mention, like, we just live in this world now where so much digital and you can manipulate photographs after the fact. Again, talking with Dennis Scholl and Brett Sokol. Scholl is the co-director of the new documentary film, The Last Resort, which captures Miami Beach's elderly Jewish community from 1977 to 1980. Brett Sokol edited the book Shtetl in the Sun, which the documentary film is based off of. Again, The Last Resort begins screening numerous theaters in South Florida this weekend, and the book comes out February 19th. Brett, when you're going through all of these pictures, how do you decide the ones that you can use and want to use for the book?
Well, the gentleman that we were talking about, who did amazing restoration work, his name is Stan Hughes, and he spent hour after hour going through every you know, square 12th of an inch, 8th, 16th of an inch to get these photos to look like they originally looked when they were shot back in 1977, 78, 79, 1980. And we use the best of them in this book, Shtetl in the Sun, to tell the story of this community.
How long did that take, by the way?
A long time. but it's done, and I'm really thrilled to have them now immortalized. It's a hardcover book. It's, again, we're talking paper and ink, and these were analog photos that were shot on film back in the day. It is a paper and ink book that does it justice.
I'd imagine there got to be photos that, I mean, you didn't get to use, but you thought, come on, you probably could have used them all, right?
Well, funny you should bring this up. There's a lot of fun things happening with Andy Sweet's work. I mentioned this Saturday, February 16th, there's going to be a special event at the Coral Gables Art Cinema, a screening of The Last Resort. Ellen Sweetmoss, Andy's sister, who was intimately involved in his life, will be there, as well as Stan Hughes. In fact, Andy first started shooting photography seriously by essentially showing up, just sort of crashing Ellen's photography class, and he just kept coming, and it took off. So she's got a lot of really wonderful sort of backstories behind a lot of these photos. On Thursday, February 21st, at the Bal Harbour Books and Books, Ellen, myself, and Kareem Tapsch, who's the co-director of The Last Resort, are going to be all getting together and looking at some of these photos. And then, again, the last thing I'll mention is people said, well, what else is there? There's going to be a whole show of Andy Sweet's photography opening Tuesday, March 19th at the Jewish Museum of Florida, right in the heart of South Beach, with lots more of his work.
Dennis, real quickly, should they watch the movie first and then read the book? Which one should come, what order?
No, I think you would benefit from watching the film first and then looking at the photos in the book.
Do both. I'm saying do both.
For sure. But the photos go by in the film fairly quickly because it's a film.
Right.
But the book is really something to be cherished. It's a coffee table book like none other.
His photos are truly amazing. Having seen the film, but you know what? I got the chance to see some of his photos.
And Do both.
I'm looking forward to seeing this book. Again, the hardcover, it's coming out February 19th. The movie, The Last Resort, is screening at the Coral Gables Art Cinema this Saturday and at O Cinema this week. And again, talking about this new book, please, again, check it out. It is, I want to say, Shtetl.
Yes.
Shtetl
the film's also playing throughout Broward and Palm Beach County as well.
Yeah. So we're going to have that on our Facebook as well. Brett Sokol, arts editor, Ocean Drive Magazine, contributing writer on art and culture for the New York Times, co-founder of Letter 16 Press. Dennis Scholl, co-director of the documentary. Please check them both out. Dennis, Brett, such a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, still to come, we're going to be looking at what it means to be a Miami and micro theater, doing a new series of shows about that question coming up next.